Blog Talk Radio.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
Long ago, in a time before and beyond beyond, a brave, innocent fool set out on an adventure. At some point, though meeting the Magus and the High Priestess and all of the amazing characters that one will meet, you do realize that you must look inward, that the lantern is from within, the light is from within, as is the wisdom of the great hermit, the great inner teacher. And sometimes you realize that you stare off into the horizon to become your own oracle. Welcome to Spiritual Insight with your host, Darren Bouquer. I'm Daniel Michael, and we will be back in just a moment. Spiritual Insight with your host, Darren Bouquer. I'm Daniel Michael, and I'm awaiting Darren's call, and I'm sure he'll call in just a moment. Darren is a reader at Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo in the magical city of New Orleans. We're on the air here every Sunday night on Main Street Universe with our show, our Sunday show, at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Anytime I announce a time, it's Eastern Time. So at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Darren Bouquer, who does palm reading and tarot reading, as well as other sorts of intuitive consultant work and consulting his spirit guide and all sorts of other blessings and cleansings and things. Maybe even a little chakra work thrown in there if you meet him in person in the magical city of New Orleans. And I see we have some friends in the chat room. Welcome to the chat room, or as my friends overseas say in England, they say chat box. In the chat box. Anyway, Monday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, our show is Walking on the Sidewalk, A Horizon Oracle's Journey, with the amazing creator of the Horizon Oracle, Mr. Kevin Baird, a good friend of mine, and someone who has innovated ways to receive positive messages, to receive creative messages. And I see there's maybe some signal problems with the station. That's not necessarily new, unfortunately, to Blog Talk Radio. I see, try it again. I see that someone is saying they tried to call in, and I'm just, try it again. Sometimes I had to reload the studio page, so we do have some technical difficulties. Blog Talk Radio, I've been informed, is doing some updates at this time, and whenever they do updates, we do sometimes run into some technical difficulties. At first, I didn't see my own phone number up there, and I closed the studio page, came back, and posted it again and called again. So Tuesday evenings, or I'll finish with Monday, Kevin Baird created the Horizon Oracle. and can be found at www.templeofgaia.com. On Tuesdays, we have at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, she'll be returning soon, the master herbalist, herbal healer, wise woman Susan Weed. And we're very happy to have Susan Weed on our network. She's been on CNN and Fox and NPR and other things, advising about plants and healing, psychology of healing, and women's health issues. That's Susan Weed at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Then on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time is our normal scheduled time, but right now it's at 9 because I've been working a lot. Yes, I see in the chat room, yeah, there's issues with not seeing the callers, and I'm well aware of that right now. And I'll finish this intro and network update plugs. 9 p.m. Eastern Time at Main Street Universe, myself, hostess Janice, and Mr. Brett Hillman. And this week we're going to be discussing Gnosis and the Gnostics. And we will have a guest. She is a tarot reader named Emmy Moon, and she'll be sort of joining us in the discussion, and we'll interview her a little bit and then plug her business and the things that she does and that she's interested in. And then it'll be more as if it's a panel discussion. Then on Thursdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the daytime, we have Queen Mother Imaku, and Queen Mother is a high priestess in the Kemetic African tradition, the Egyptian African tradition, I should say, and Egypt is in fact in Africa, and it's a very interesting show with original language prayers and all sorts of things. So check out Queen Mother Imaku, who's also a great musician, Ashe Ashe and all of that. My co-host and associate producer Janice uses her songs in her World Reggae Party show. So check out Queen Mother Imaku, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursdays. Then on Fridays at midnight, we have Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour with your hostess, Jessie Ann Nicholas George. Now, Jessie is an author of 4 books, Activating Compassion and the accompanying workbook, as well as You, Me, Life, Dreams, and its accompanying workbook, which would be a great one. It's about relationships. I call it the grown-up version of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. And it's all about viewing relationships from different levels of balance of masculine and feminine energy. So 12 midnight, Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour, as well as we will have some rotating monthly shows return. Mary Phelan said she's going to return as well. And I see in the chat room, it seems like Darren's attempting to call and not showing up. So what I'm going to do is put on a song and see if we can work this out. So Darren, if you can hear me on Blog Talk Radio, I'm going to put on a song and see if we can work through this technical difficulty. So the song I will choose, I guess, will be from our friends, Woven Green. So we'll be back in just a moment. everyone. Welcome back. And right now we're having technical issues. And it's not taking calls. The station is not receiving calls. In fact, it didn't receive mine at first when I called. I actually just closed everything down and called again, set up the studio page again, and then the second time around, my number showed up. Like, it wasn't allowing me to operate the songs or do anything. So Darren, I've talked to him privately. Solar flares, perhaps, updates. I believe Blog Talk Radio said they were doing updates this week. So Darren is just calling it a night because we couldn't take any calls anyway, and not even him. His number wouldn't show up either. My number showed up. I had to try many times before it showed up. It finally did. It showed up about a minute before showtime, and I tried multiple times. But these things happen. We were going to discuss the element of fire, which is funny if solar flares is the issue. Of course, fire being so important this time of year because it's cold. And in the middle or in the hearths of these old houses that were discovered in Europe, there were a great documentary I watched recently about the Druids, and they were talking about in the middle of their house, of course, the most central thing would be a hearth where you could have a flame and cook and warm the place. And it was supposed to have the door facing a certain direction. And their tombs, the tombs of the Druids, had a almost exactly same design to them. With the exception, of course, that the light wasn't there, the hearth wasn't there. But the rest of the room in the tomb, if you will, was designed the same way as their houses were. So I found that fascinating, except for now there's nothing at the center because there's a need for it because they're beyond their human bodies. So I think it's an interesting point about the fire in the tarot, depending on your tradition, represents structures and buildings. It represents wands. For some, it's different according to how you were trained. That's right, tombs, rooms. Some people were trained that air represents fire. And there's actually good reasons for this in the different metaphysical traditions. In some branches of witchcraft or Wicca or whatever you want to call it, they say that fire is swords instead of wands. Because the sword is forged from the flame, then you pound it, or more accurately, more of a ping-ping. However, I was taught that swords represent air because it's the one that when you cast the circle, it cuts through the air, or cutting through the ether, or some have said the weapon of ether. And again, in the reverse, some people use a stick for that, and there's nothing wrong with either approach. It's whichever one you've convinced yourself is accurate. So we are going to be closing the show down earlier. Yes, swords, I agree, Veronica. I view swords as air, as you said. I view swords as the element of air cutting through the air. Cutting through the weapon, being the weapon of ether, cutting through the spiritual air as well to construct the temple, to cast the circle, to construct the energy temple. So yes, I see it as air. I'm saying some traditions, Oberon Zell, I think, when he does tarot, though he doesn't do it public oftentimes, Oberon Zell uses swords as fire, and there are other people that do as well. There's actually a good reason for it. I think even Edward Arthur Waite, said swords were fire. There's conflicting views, but I think it's whatever you adopt for yourself. Again, I view swords as air, and I'm an air sign, so I usually study things that are associated with air. Just naturally, I'm always fascinated by that way of looking at things, such as one author that Darren likes a lot, who's Frater UD. Frater UD mentions money as being associated with the element of air. And most people will always say money is earth. But if money is air, then it's not so stressful. It's fake anyway, so you might as well just view it as air. It can come to you easy. It can leave easy. It doesn't have any real value except for that we believe in it. It's a form of magic. So instead of stressing it or feeling heavy about it or feeling like it can only come through backbreaking constant labor, it's a different way of looking at money mystically, of thinking of it as an air from some of the more modern magicians. And some of them have used it somewhat successfully in that approach. One of my favorite forgotten wizards in modern times was the artist Austin Osman Spar. He too viewed money as air, but not until very late in life. He was just starting to get some success. And as he was just starting to get and gain his success and as an artist, he sort of fell into obscurity. Again, he was one of these great early 19th century mystics, like Aleister Crowley, who was controversial, or William Butler Yeats. But Spar, who was almost forgotten, was somewhat remembered for his artwork. And he thought of magic as something that was sort of natural and simplistic. It was just the light trance you get into, kind of like how a modern practitioner might view it. He didn't necessarily, though he belonged to some ritual orders, he didn't see as much the necessity for the long ritual, which is one of the reasons, according to rumor anyway, why Crowley wasn't that fond of him. Because Crowley had studied so much elaborate magic. And he was like, well, you put yourself in a trance and you draw on a piece of paper, you know. And so it's kind of, he brought a different take to it, but with still having the classical training, if you know what I mean. I thought he was a fascinating magical character that is barely remembered in sort of the history or antiquity of wizards past. Austin Osman Spar, I encourage anyone to look it up, a very unusual, slightly controversial artist. But we are going to be signing off here this Wednesday, because Darren can't make it and we can't take calls. This Wednesday, we're going to be talking about Gnosis and the Gnostics. The Gnostics were the mystical Christians. They actually were the early Christians. They were the ones that still believed in mysticism and things like this, and meditation and magic, and they were basically slaughtered by the organized church. So it's always that interesting balance of being independent, but realizing that you should build up, even if you believe in being independent, build up a structure to protect yourself. Had there been a powerful Gnostic church, for example, they could have maybe, I'm just saying maybe and thinking out loud, maybe they could have defended themselves from this. But they saw Christ as an allegory of you resurrecting your own inner, you know, magus, basically, your own inner master, spiritually speaking, a reincarnation story of you being reborn, of the light happening, being enlightened. So it'll be about Gnosis, which is trance, and all different ways to invoke trance, whether it's dancing, whether it's coloring in a coloring book, whether it's a deep meditation, whether it's a long ritual of some sort of, in classical magic, as I sometimes call it, you know, golden dawn kind of thing, or whether it's something as simple as tracing a spiral on a piece of paper over and over and over and over again. So we'll be talking about Gnosis and the Gnostics, and our guest will be Emmy Moon. So we will at some point in the show open the phone lines for readings if they work. Emmy Moon is a reader, as well as she's a practitioner of a form of mysticism where they do dance and jump around. So that's how they engage their gnosis, engage their trance. It's from a dance form, which so many parts of the world it is. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Sorry we didn't have a full show with Darren and callers. Just want to remind you that the mysteries and possibilities of the universe are closer to Main Street than you may have ever imagined. Thank you, good night, and have a great Sunday.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the...